Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verse 23, says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." I must go through different trials. I must enter into a process of experiences and go through many trials so that God brings me out, so that I come to understand not only is he able to bring me out, but that he will bring me out. And it's when I get the revelation of those two concepts, God is able and God is willing, it's when I come to a place where I know that God is faithful.
Whether you are in the building or join us through our web broadcast, thank you for being with us today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to another day of teaching coming from Center of Christ Ministries. We are a church with a heart for God's people. Our pastors are James and Kathy Flowers, and we're located in the city of San Bernardino at 468 West 5th Street. We offer Sunday morning education for new believers beginning at 9:30 a.m. and our Sunday services begin at 10:30 a.m. Life Application Bible Study is held 7 p.m. on Wednesday evening right here at the church, and Women's Bible Study is held 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings in the city of Ontario. We offer Kids for Christ Club for children ages 4 through 12 on Sunday mornings, where they are taught God's Word on their level. Every fourth Saturday of the month, we conduct Beyond the Walls Outreach, where we offer clothing, food, and hygiene kits for our displaced brothers and sisters in the community, and this service begins at 9 a.m. Also on fourth Saturday, we are meeting at 11:30 a.m. for Hope for a Woman's Heart Support Group. This is where women meet for a safe haven to encourage, empower, and lift each other up. Now, take a moment to grab your paper and pen to take notes, because we're going to continue our studies with Pastor James, who is teaching on the faith fight. God bless.
That's wasting your time. Own your world. Second framework, own your thoughts. Just because you think something don't mean you're supposed to say it or do it. Own your thoughts. Own them. Third pillar, own your emotions. Don't let your emotions dictate your decisions. Because there's consequences to what you decide. And those consequences follow you. And those consequences bring experiences to you. So don't let your emotions dictate your decisions. Make sense? Own your emotion. And the fourth one is own your actions. Own them. Own your actions. So with that framework in place, let's now look at know that God is faithful. Because that is the fight.
All right.
The fight is to know that God is faithful. That's the fight. That is the fight for every Christian, to know. Now, sometimes we say, I know. But the reality is, it becomes a real experience to know that God is faithful. Make sense? So let's go a little bit in here. Let's dig in here a little bit. First of all, the faith fight is to know that God is faithful. Let's go to Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. Know that God is faithful. Look at somebody, tell them, you got to know it. You can't just recite it. You can't just quote it. You can't even just memorize it. You got to know that God is faithful. You got to know this because it will hinder, it will affect what you do. Oh, it will affect what you do. If you don't know God is faithful, you probably will not do anything. And if you won't do nothing, your faith is dead. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What does this say? Hebrews 2:10 and 23 through 25. What does it say, preachers?
Verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering.
Hold on to the profession of your faith without wavering. That is the trick. That is why there are cunning devices. That's why the enemy is trying to use cunning devices against you to get you to waver. Waver how? To get you to start to think God is not faithful. Because if you entertain the fact that God is not faithful, you won't do anything. And if you won't do anything, you'll never change your situation because your faith is dead. And dead things cannot affect the living. Is this making sense, church? Okay, okay, read a little bit more.
For he is faithful that promised.
He, meaning God, is faithful that promised. Now, he made a few promises. He made quite a few promises. One of the promises he made through Jesus. And he made some through Paul. Look, I can do through. Now, what you got to do is take that and make it a promise to you. Greater is he that's in me than. You got to take that and know that it's a promise to you. Is this making sense? Now, the promise, if it's to you, the one thing that it rides on is the fact that God is faithful. Because if he's not faithful, the promise don't mean anything. Is that making sense? If God is not faithful, that promise don't mean nothing. So the question simply becomes, do I trust God to be faithful? Read some more, preacher.
And let us consider one another to provoke without unto love and to good works.
So let's consider one another to provoke to love and good works. Provoke means to encourage. Encourage them to love and encourage them to do good works. That's why it's so important for the body of Christ to not forsake the assembling of yourself. Because we need to encourage one another. It's why it's one of the tricks of the enemy to isolate you. It's one of his tricks, cunning devices to get you out from the body of Christ. Is this making sense? He wants to move you away from the body of Christ. The people and all of their faults are still able to encourage you. Three of them may discourage you, but there's one that's going to come along and encourage you. And not only that, but the Spirit of God is where the people are. Is that making sense? And it's the Spirit of God that will lift you. So you really have to fight to get into the presence of God. And you really got to fight to come into his house.
All right.
That's why the enemy tries to keep you out. Is it making sense? Because if he can keep you away from the people, I ain't talking about the building. I'm talking about the people in the building.
God.
The people in the building are what you need. We need one another. We need each other. We need each other because we encourage each other. We encourage each other. We provoke each other. Not only to love, but to good works. Is that making sense? So it's really important for you and I to come together. Whether it's in this house, we can go out in the parking lot. But it's important for us to be together. And once we're together, we learn more than, we get more than just encouragement to each other. Because we're not perfect. And so now we got to exercise love.
All right, all right.
You, it is possible to think you know how to love, and when you really don't. Because if you don't exercise it, the muscle is weak. Whoa. Making sense, church? Okay, let's just jump to 4. Let's run back to Hebrews 4 and 14. What does it say there, preacher? You got the mic?
The heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
So if we have this high priest who's gone on into heaven, and we know he's in heaven. Anybody know he's in heaven?
Well, yes, he is.
Anybody are convinced in their heart that Jesus stepped on that cloud and went back to heaven? Anybody convinced that in John 14, when he said, I am going away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you, if I go, I'll come back. And receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may. Anybody convinced of that?
All right.
Okay, if you're really convinced of that, then hold fast to the profession of your faith, because it is his promise.
All right.
That he's coming to get you.
All right.
It's his promise. Hold on to your faith.
Make
sense? Hold, profess it and hold it. Don't give up on it.
All right.
Oh, I hope I'm helping today. I don't know if I'm helping you. I'm helping me. Okay, so let's go a little bit further here. Okay, the word faithful means trustworthy. Go to First Corinthians. I didn't get excited. 1 Corinthians 1:9. Just right in the beginning, before, as Paul began to address the Corinthian church, he put a bomb right up in the beginning. What does it say there? First Corinthians 1:9.
God is faithful.
God is faithful.
By whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Now, he's faithful. He's the one that called you. He's faithful. He's the one that saved you. He's faithful. If you got saved, you are saved. Why? Because he is faithful. Is this making sense? And it really means that you can trust God. That's what it means. He's trustworthy. You can trust God. With all of the situation, all of the stuff that's going on, things that don't work right, things that make you disappointed, you can trust God with this because God is
faithful.
And that is the fight. That's the fight. Holding on to the fact that God is faithful. That's why cunning devices come, to get you to change your mind. Because the devil can't change what God's going to do with you. He can't change your gift. He can't change what God's going to give you. He can't.
Well, it seems like our time has come to an end. Thank you so much for being with us. How I enjoyed our time together. I hope this was beneficial to you. If you would like to become a member of the Center of Christ Church on the Web, or if you'd like to be one of our partners, this broadcast is being sponsored by the partners of COCM. You could go to our website, www.centerofchristministry.com. There you can find what you need to join the church or become a partner of the COCM ministry. Until next time, God bless.
Thank you for being with us today. And we hope that you gleaned something from what you heard. We're going to pick up next week, and we hope that you'll take what you learned and study that and let it really get into your heart. And just be blessed this week, and we'll see you again next week. Take care. God bless, and see you soon.